At 12:15 p.m., Air Force One landed at Love Field, right on time. President Obama and the First Lady stepped onto the tarmac. Vice President Joe Biden and his wife were there to greet him. So were Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price and Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins. It was a bright, clear day, a contrast to a somber sea of dark suits and dresses. Security was tight. Officers lined up along the tarmac, including Arlington, Irving, and Grand Prairie police. Nearby, military personnel camped out on top of an airplane staircase with binoculars and a rifle. The high-profile arrival was visible from the second-floor lounge at Love Field. There, Arlington resident Kendrick Jackson was sitting on a bench gazing at the president's blue and white plane. Planes are his hobby, so he recognized Air Force One right away.
When I saw the Air Force One plane, I said, wait a minute. I looked on Facebook and I said, wait, Obama's here. And I said, oh my gosh. I wonder if he's here in the airport. If I could meet him, it would be so great.
Christina Johnson got to the airport 3 hours early because she suspected Obama's visit would cause traffic jams.
I wish I was still going to be in Dallas so I could at least see him and meet him possibly. So I'm really excited about this. A little disappointed, but still exciting.
While they were all excited the president was just a few thousand yards away, they knew his visit was a sad one. And Johnson reflected on the tragedy that brought the president to town.
Both police officers as well as anyone that is terrorized or even killed by the police, they both deserve justice. It's not one or the other.
Outside Love Field, people waited along grassy medians waving American flags and waiting for the motorcade to zoom by. 4 hours later, Obama was back at the airport, boarding Air Force One. As he quickly climbed the steps, he turned around for a moment to wave goodbye. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.